Last of a four-game set between the Twins and Tigers, and the Twins are going for the sweep. Let's take it to the top of the first. Jorge Polanco up with the bases empty.
Fly ball to right field, deep. Pressey going back, looking up, and it's gone, a home run. That was instant. Jorge Polanco rips it into the right field seats on an 0-2 pitch, 1-0 Twins.
I tell you what, I didn't think that was going to go out because you have to watch the right fielder. What he does is tough to see right now. And he went back and then like he was going to play it off the wall, but I say it got up maybe three or four rows into that short porch in right. You're right, that was an instant home run.
Dozier with a fly ball to right that took Presley to the warning track and really a step away from the wall his first time up, made a bid for his 33rd home run. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive, base hit down the left field line. That will score Castro. Stopping at second is Granite. Whoa, Dozier was heading to second, and now he's trapped between first and second. Iglesias to Navarro to Machado for the out. Dozier thought Granite would be on third for sure, and he was heading to second and realized Granite was standing right on the bag.
Bad base running, no question. He's usually a good base runner. Bad base runner.
7-6-3-4 on the putout. Run for the Twins. We go to the bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Minnesota. Escobar at the plate. There's a pop-up on the infield. It's going to head into shallow center field, and Machado will go out, make the catch, and then he dropped it and fell to the ground. My goodness. Polanco comes in to score. Looked like he had it, and that's a sure-handed defender. And so I'm watching Polanco go back to third. The next thing you know, the ball's on the ground. The Twins have another run, lead it 5-0.
Yeah, that was in kind of in no man's land. He did a great job, I thought, getting back there, calling for it, and really never caught the ball. Really never had control of the ball. And I think they said single.
Oh, come on. 1-0 on Mauer, 2 in scoring position. Swing and a little bloop into left field. That'll score 2. Granite's in. Dozier's right behind him. 2-run single for Mauer, and the Twins have answered right back with 2 runs of their own. 7-2 lead here in the sixth.
That's what Joe Mauer does. He can hit that ball. We've seen him get 1,000 hits right in that same area against Tiger pitching. It has been something.
It's the switch hitter, Eduardo Escobar. Mauer's a runner at third. Rosario's at second. The 0-2. Swinging a fly ball deep to the right center field gap. That's trouble. And that ball is off the top of the wall and gone, a home run. On an 0-2 pitch, Escobar with a 3-run shot. And the Twins busted open 10-2.
That's a long drive, as you know, over that auxiliary scoreboard, but they didn't have a sinker on that one. Up in the zone a little bit. And well, he hit a rocket. It hit on top of the fence. That's a long drive. You have to keep it very high because of how high that fence is. That is a long home run. Number 20, did it in style, didn't he, Daniel?
Brad Ausmus and the Tigers unable to pull it off against the Twins on Sunday as they lose 10-4. They get swept in the four-game series and are now riding a 7-game losing streak. Here's what Ausmus had to say.
Well, I mean, we're disappointed in the way the season went. You know, when you start at the season, every team out there is hoping for big things, and it just didn't work out that way this year. Certainly not lack of effort, but disappointed. I just said thank you. You know what? It's amazing if we didn't have a good season, but the fans are always very, very supportive. It's a really good baseball town. And it might, times might get a little lean here for a few years, but the Tigers will be back, and the fans will certainly be there to support them because they've always been there. Well, I'm sure that, you know, that they'll have that discussion that we've had in the past, whether it's a reliever or a starter. You know, obviously that's going to hinge on Al and his staff and whoever they bring in to make that decision.
Things resume for the Tigers on Tuesday. They'll be in Kansas City to face the Royals.